Hello, and welcome to Growing Pains. You're probably wondering what the hell is going on, but it's been a very busy week in the Payne and Kelly household. So I thought the production team, myself and Stanley...
What's happening, everyone?
We'd pick out the top 10 funniest moments from the past 40 episodes. This podcast has been going for 10 months now, so there's been many hysterical moments. So let's kick this off with number 10. We have Ethan making a very funny request to his good friend, Big Star.
I need more baby friends. Baby friends, that's a bit odd. I need more friends with babies. Calfreezy turned down the proposal.
I know, the missus messaged me. She was 5 years minimum. I was like, bro, Olive's going to be about seven by the time they
any
their
of these
kid
children,
hits their
by
first
the way,
baby.
Olive's going to be like the big sister. Like, she's just going to be older.
Like, when you all want to go soft play, I'll be like, sorry, my kid's too old. We're going to have to go full park.
Who's next? who's next for the growing pains finger?
Yeah. Could it be a Vic Star?
Vic Star. Put the decks down and put the dick in.
Oh,
time to go.
That was
actually quite cool, wasn't it?
It was cool, but it was a little bit brazy.
That one's doing numbers on the TikTok. That one's going viral. Yeah, man, Vic Star, you got the puppy, man. You got the house.
Vic Star,
time to go.
Do it in the 1, 2, 3.
That's bang. Cool. Let's go.
JJ seems like he wants a kid as well.
JJ soft launched.
JJ soft launched.
Oh my God, this is massive.
All the girl on Instagram are going to be like, oh my God, trying to find her.
He's going to hate the fact that we've got a podcast, by the way. Bro has not posted a whiff of his missus ever, by
Mystery
the way.
Girl.
And then posted a waterfall pic.
Who took
on
that
holiday?
Big Steve.
It was Steve.
Steve. Do you remember this?
JJ obviously went on a lovely trip with his missus and soft launched the missus.
He did soft launch.
Although you can't see anything.
You can't. You couldn't
work out. Just like two people under a waterfall.
Yeah.
Mind blowing.
Oh, of course.
I couldn't believe it.
Of course, yeah.
I was first. I jumped in the chat and put, oh my God, KSI soft launch.
I saw it 3 hours later and I was like, oh my God, Ethan, have you seen this?
I said, oh my God, lads. And this is the troops chat, by the way, with all seven sidemen, Cow, Radley.
Ooh, everyone.
Yeah. So like the troops.
The boys, yeah.
And I've whacked in there. I've said, boys, this is game changing. He's soft launched.
Yeah.
This is mind blowing. And then I started plopping the seed in there and we'd done our detective work. We said, congrats on the engagement, bro.
Oh yeah, you did say that. Because how much was the flight out there?
I'm not going to go into too many details for him because I don't want to do that.
Okay.
But he's gone on a nice trip with his missus. He soft launched and he just started going, lads. He's done it. Well done, man.
Considering the last holiday picture was his bum and like an aquarium kind of vibe. It was just his room in the Maldives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the last picture. I feel like we've really leveled up here.
We really have, yeah. This is under the waterfall.
It was cute though. Do you know what? It kind of gives me like Facebook mum. Do you know when your like parents go away on like a trip and they're like in their 50s, 60s and someone takes a picture of them like
at a waterfall? It was funny though.
It gives me those vibes.
We all started doing our detective work and we said, congrats, man. Really, really happy for you. He came in the chat like 4 hours later and was like, you lot are so weird, man.
Yeah.
Just started laughing. But yeah, monumental moment.
Yeah.
Really big. So KSI, man. Congrats.
Congrats, bro.
But yeah.
Next in at number 9, we take a dive into Ethan and Faith's unusual habits in the bedroom.
Sex drives play a role in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree. I have said before, just fucking put it on me, maybe. Or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Just slap it on me a little bit. Bit nice. Bit of nice. It's a nice change of pace. Rather than, I've got to do all the fucking work here.
You don't have to do all the fucking
work. That's
a lie. No, it's not.
That's a lie. You are self-admitted pillow princess.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well then, so don't try and fight it.
That's just the way you like taking it.
Whoa there, buddy.
Well, it is.
Whoa, let's slow down there, buddy.
I don't want to do the work. It's harder.
That's mental.
I'm not fit enough. You know, listen, if I get on top right, it's point blank, not sexy. My rib cage is bigger than my fucking boobs. Not a great start, all right? Oh, you're seeing this nose. It's already pointed up. You don't need to see it from a bottom fucking angle. Next, I'm not fit, so I'm going to be heavy breathing. And you want that bouncing around. I've got a fucking like, maximum 6. Before I start getting out of breath and sweaty. That's not nice.
Oh, well.
Let me just look cute on the bottom.
I understand, but yeah, I don't.
He gets all flustered. Look at him.
Don't get flustered. I'm not flustering. I'm absolutely fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Number 8 sees us look back on a very amusing conversation between Ethan and Faith about the late Stephen Hawking. You might remember this one.
Stephen Hawking was named in Jeffrey Epstein's trial.
Yep.
And there was a really funny tweet But I can't like him. I'll get in trouble. Yeah. I can't like him because I'll get in trouble. But hey, it fucking killed me. I'll show you it afterwards. But yeah, we went through it on the Side Plus thing as well. But, however, so there's asterisk next to this, right? So people released the headline saying Michael Jackson, Stephen Hawking, all these people were mentioned in a trial.
Apparently, and it, Michael.
But and immediately, someone goes, oh, they're all involved. They're all f-ing young girls. To be mentioned in the trial just means that they was at the same party or something together. So it's just clickbait. I think Prince Andrew Prince, because the government whirlwind machine will get us. Prince Andrew allegedly was involved. He got the massage, allegedly. And there's a few in there that you can tell, definitely. I don't think Stephen Hawking was getting the massages.
What, you think he was doing more?
No, I think he was probably just at one of their functions or something.
But, like, give him a fucking day off, maybe. He couldn't even talk.
Use a computer.
What's he got to use a computer? Hi, I want an orgy with underage girls.
Can I please have a... Yeah, exactly. Bro's like, not typing that. Bro's smart.
He's literally a computer. You can trace any computers. So, where's his SD card? What? Where's Hawking's SD card? Can you trace it?
Bro said... he is a computer.
he would,
going to hell, man. I'm going to hell. Bro's a computer, man.
He is a little bit.
You can trace any computer.
Just trace it. Listen, FBI, if
he might have been using
this,
a VPN. He might have been using a VPN.
If the FBI need me on this, I can help.
Oh. Either way, yeah, there's a couple of people in there that I reckon definitely did naughty things.
Yeah.
But hey.
Naomi Campbell, apparently.
Yeah, there's
the
still
model.
More to come out, though. I think it said the press is still going through it all.
Oh, there'll be another client to cover it up.
I reckon.
Mm.
I don't think they're covering up.
I think Epstein's Island was covered by that in the first place.
You think that's what covered it?
There was nothing else going on in the media. All the Prince Andrew stuff's under the carpet. And
don't get face started on conspiracies because, like, it's the longest day ever, mate.
It's a little
all
true,
of my
though.
Mates took the piss out of you for a very long
time. I don't care.
Faith in conspiracies, yeah, is mental.
It's not a conspiracy. The evidence is there, mate. Just got to look it up. Just got to look it up.
Wake up,
everyone.
Faith is the whistleblower of everything. She knows.
Listen, I've got one eye open at all times. You're probably in the Illuminati. You've probably sacrificed me. I say that to you. Is JJ in the Illuminati yet? I don't know. I've said that to you before.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He does. He turns up to rituals and all sorts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns up to hide and seek with the boys. That's our rituals.
Coming in at number 7, we remember the time that Ethan took the piss out of Faith's nose and it was absolutely hilarious.
Why are you flaring your nostrils? Man, don't do that.
They do a bit.
No, they don't.
They do.
I've never flared my nostrils in my life.
Do it though.
I can't. I can move my ears.
Yeah, but so can I.
No, you can't. Do it then. Oh yeah, you can. Big old things.
I've literally shown you that I can move my ears ages ago.
Oh yeah?
It's my secret party trick.
Oh, and the elephant.
What?
Helicopter.
Yeah, that's cool. I can do that.
Party trick.
Yeah. Just flare them a little bit.
I can't.
Flare the nose jets.
I've never done that. Right. That's bullying. Can we just not? Because I'm going to put my drink down because I do not want this started on social media. Because already people say, oh, don't share the bag with her. Good fucking joke. Ethan calls them nose jets.
The whole bag.
And it is
nose
made
jets,
me feel,
mate, the fucking Hoover.
He's made me feel so insecure. Your nose is bigger than mine. It just points south, mate.
It's because
your nose is like twice the size of mine. It's all wonky.
The reason I get onto her about this, by the way, is because when we're in bed together,
it's like a fucking wind turbine.
She's like slightly above me when I'm laying down, yeah. Holy shit, bro. It's like being blown away. It's that's like someone's got a... It's like, you know when your aircon has like a tilt, yeah? Like the tilt is just there.
It's because it's up. It's because it's pointy, so my air comes out straight, whereas yours goes down. So if I'm lying on your arm...
Mine doesn't offend people.
Yeah, but it doesn't offend you. If I was just laying down, mine's obviously going to go on his arm, whereas his would go down into his own neck.
You can smell a Sunday roast on a Wednesday.
Got something in your teeth.
Yeah. I don't really care about that. Your nose is funny.
He hasn't. That's just a tip, by the way. Someone's laughing at you. Tell them you've got something in your tip.
Thanks. I'm still going to laugh at you, though. Because a lot of people think that you paid for that nose. However, she didn't. That nose
what do you
is...
mean, that nose?
No, that nose.
You paid for that nose. Rose walking home with a fucking red card. That's what he's doing.
No,
Doghouse.
No, but...
Doghouse.
No.
He's in it.
It is funny though, because you'll be laying there watching something together and all of a sudden like my hairs on my head are just fucking moving because the aircon's on. Oh no, it's not. It's just the nose chats.
If you're wondering who the other laugh is, it's actually Coddy. I have two people laughing at me in this room right now.
No, but you usually giggle when I laugh about the nose chats. You do find it funny, but I call them that. See, look, there you go.
Non-publicly, yes.
Non-publicly, yeah. She does have a giggle, usually.
But you've made me really insecure about it, because even when I'm putting Olive to bed,
You're worried about breathing on her?
Yeah. And especially when I've got a little bit of a cold, I just sit there like...
Right. Yeah, let the other...
Because I think, oh God, am I blowing her away?
Yeah, a little bit, probably. It does it to me. I just feel like there's nothing worse when like you're cuddling someone and you can feel their breath. And like I can feel your breathing. Right.
Do you know the sheer audacity of this? Because Ethan fucking lies in bed, and I have to ask him. I'm like, why are you breathing like that? Bro does this, and I'm like, are you fucking awake or just dying, mate? Because honestly, the mouth breathing is like, no, I'm awake. Shut up. And I'm like, why are you breathing like you've passed away, then, mate?
Well, yeah,
do you know, like, if you used to take your final breath and all the air. Gets out your body. That's how you breathe.
Okay, so we went for a spa day recently and we did a couples massage.
Yeah.
And apparently during that I was doing the same thing.
Yeah, you were.
So basically
it was so embarrassing.
If I'm like fully relaxed, right, I will just mouth breathe.
Breathe like it's passed away.
Yeah. On a day-to-day basis,
it's like Darth Vader.
I will usually just breathe through my nose. That's like throughout the day. But if I'm chilling on the sofa, completely like relaxed, I start going.
No, it's worse than that, mate. Are you joking me?
Is it that bad?
That's light. That's like 15% of what it is.
Really?
I'll record it next time, everyone.
Yeah, Faith is going, I don't know how that fucking lady didn't tap
say
you
something.
And say, are you
even
alive?
It was triggering me the whole time. I had to sit through 60 minutes of... And nice, I was thinking,
man.
Are you joking
me? I was asleep.
So embarrassing.
I fall asleep during massages.
And the girls are probably looking at each other like, what is this?
Well, yours is dripping all over the gaff anyway.
I had a cold, so I had to like face down.
Yeah,
and I was like,
dripping.
Can I have a tissue?
Yeah.
I wasn't dripping. I just had a runny nose.
Well, anyway, after that.
And that was rude in the car as well. Ethan said, because it's so cold outside, if my nose runs, it's going to be like icicles. And I'm like, it doesn't run out the fucking top. That's just cartilage. My actual nose is here.
Well, you're talking about big
gravity,
minus.
Look, mine, Ethan.
Mine's just cartilage as well, then, if you're saying that.
You've got a fucking hooter, mate.
A nose that could cut butter.
Could fucking go for a bit of wood, mate.
Not
like an axe.
Oh, cheers. Really good. Anyway, after the nose banter and breathing banter, that was really good. That's quite funny. It's perked my day up.
Number six happened not so long ago when Ethan challenged Faith to create her England team for the upcoming Euros. There were some really strange picks in there.
It's time. Faith is challenged to build her starting lineup for the Euros this summer in Germany. You can play a 3-5-2. In goal, who are you going for?
I know he's in a team.
So we have Jordan Pickford.
Well, I've heard his name before, so let's go Jordan. I've got Harry Kane.
Harry Kane's
got a ghost striker.
Yeah.
Oh, who's the young fellow? Marcus Rashford.
You've got another striker to play with as well.
Wayne Rooney's obviously Welsh. He can't play. What? He's Welsh, isn't he? What?
Wayne Rooney's obviously Welsh.
Yeah.
So he can't play.
Well, he ain't in England.
No,
he's in Wales.
He's one of England's best strikers ever.
Oh, how'll he get in then?
All right, so what? Right, so now we got Kane and Wayne Rooney.
Sure, let's back Rooney in then.
Right.
Ferdinand.
What, Rio?
Yeah, who's the other one?
Well, there's two Ferdinands. There's Anton as well.
Oh, Anton, yeah, whack him in then.
All right, so we got two Ferdinands at the back.
You know, this is going back to goalie now. Pete Crouch is goalie, right? No. Well, like, because he's so big, he would have played in goal.
Hey, he was a striker.
Okay. Oh, it seems silly to not have him stand like that in goal. Oh, Declan Rice. Jared Bowen.
Bowen's
on fire. And he's Danny Dyer. Bowen's on fire. Bill Foden.
There you go. Would you like him in your team?
Yeah.
Because he is fucking good.
Ben White, what about that Ruben Loftus cheek? I know I'm purely through watching his games,
yeah. Yeah, you do. You've been watching a lot. Where does he play currently?
Chelsea.
Right, yeah. What do you want him in there for? Just to sell shirts?
Look pretty.
Ethan scored a cracking goal at last year's Simon charity match, but the amusing deal he had with Faith makes it into our top five.
Would you rather football on the TV every night, but you have to watch it, you can't go on your phone, or you have to follow Ethan around the golf course every time he plays? You can join in if you like, but only if Ethan lets you. So would I rather watch it?
Let me read this, because I feel like you f***ed it. Just give me the f***ing thing. Because I really feel like you've butchered this.
Okay.
Would you rather football on the TV every night, but you have to watch it, you can't go on your phone, or you have to follow Ethan around the golf course every time he plays? You can join in if you like, but only if Ethan lets you.
Football.
You'd rather sit and watch the football, no phone.
90 minutes, yeah.
But you don't...
When we played 9 holes, we was there 3 hours.
That's because of you.
Don't know about that. We was there a long time.
Yeah, it was really bad.
So if I'm watching you do a full 18, that's my whole day done. For what? I may get to play, no?
I'd let you play.
Thanks.
It would be awful, but that might take us like 9 hours.
This is what I'm saying. I'd rather just 90 minutes, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I get quite involved with football sometimes.
Only sometimes, but every now and then you'll be like, oh, this is just shit. Or like, it's not even West Ham. What are you fucking watching it for? It's because you're fucking good football, man.
No, football. It will be like AC Milan and someone
like fantastic. You've not even Champions heard League. Of. Champions League. It's great football. European nights.
Yeah.
And also, it's one of the things like midweek. The week is so boring without football, man. I fucking love the weekend.
Mm.
The weekend is like my prime. I feel like alive on the weekend.
Yeah.
Because there's football. I get to play football. I'm just engulfed in all the things I love. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So then when in the midweek, when they start putting the Champions League on, it's like a little fucking ball tickle of like...
Yeah, I was going to say, Ethan literally gets a boner over this.
I love football, man.
We'll literally be sitting on a sofa with a semi.
Yeah, rodding up over... bricked up over some football, man. Yeah, I think I'd probably rather watch football.
Mm.
I do love golf at the minute, and I would like to play lots, but...
You do?
Yeah. Well, I learn lots at the minute. Mm. I don't play lots. Right. Would you rather lose your home gym, but you have unlimited permission slips to play golf? Fuck. Or never play golf again, but you can eat what you want and not put on a single bit of weight?
I already know you're choosing the second one.
Yeah.
I already know. He's a fat kid at heart.
So like,
he's so fat. And
in my life, right, there's a priority list. Love going to the gym. Love food. Love golf. Love football. love that. Love you.
Thank you. I was going to say, am I on there?
Love you. But there's just something about food.
Literally, I bought Caesar's last night, and I hardly ever, I never buy dessert off a restaurant never. That I've ordered. But
very thought, naughty.
Yeah, it was naughty, but it looked nice. And I was like, oh, okay. It was that millionaire's bit of chocolate cake.
Cheesecake or something.
Oh, it was so good. It was so nice. I left like one tiny little nugget of cake. I come down this morning. Ethan, where's that gone? Not that I was saving it. It was just on the side all night, stagnant, because I'm messy.
Ethan
was like, oh, did you want
Never
that?
Guess what happened to and the lemon drizzle cake as well.
That did you eat all of that?
It was in the fridge.
You ate all of it?
I ate the entire fucking thing across 2.5 days.
Oh my goodness. No, Ethan can just pack away food. Like, he'll be in bed and he'll be like, I want a snack.
Do you know what it is? It's because it's like, I have currently today... I've consumed 800 calories. So I have, gold dinner today.
I've had a coffee, an energy stick Arbonne, and I've had a
you've gold dinnered hard.
Protein bar. You're Thanks for that.
Yeah. Oh, you took what I'm wearing, Mus?
Yeah.
You've gold dinnered hard. Yeah. I've almost gold dinnered.
I'm actually annoyed I'm not thin.
This is bad for me. Like having 800 calories by 7:30 is mental.
Oh, so yeah, I've had 2 Nurofen then, because I've got a headache.
I'm due to scram, by the way. I'm fucking starving.
Oh yeah. Ethan actually said he'd take me out.
But I mean, we've got
food,
an ill child.
Got to get home.
We've got an ill child. So, you know, might be gone
Next
out the window.
Time.
But yeah, it's got to be the food, man. I
100%.
If I got to pack down that fucking drizzle cake, for no cost at all, I'm eating 8 a day.
No food or, I'm not going to say no sex, no blowjobs.
What, I've got to pick between no food, what no gaining weight from food or no blow? What are you saying?
No. Yeah, actually.
So what?
No gaining weight.
No gaining weight.
I say no food.
No gaining weight and eating what I want. Yeah. Versus
no jobs.
Well, I'm picking the food.
Are you?
Yes.
Really?
I fucking love eating so much.
But you love blowjobs as well.
I do. But, Faith, I don't know if you feel, I love eating so much.
I've never heard a noise out of your mouth eating like I do blowjobs.
All right, there's no need for this. You're just fucking exposing me now. Listen, I'm very partial to a bit of noddy. I quite like a bit of noddy. However, there's nothing like food, man. I'm telling you now. If I could get away every day of my life of just packing down what I wanted, do you know how many fucking...
Okay, what if...
Do you know how many tubes of Pringles I'd get through in a day?
Unholy amount.
Yes.
What if the food you're eating still makes you feel shit, though, and it fucks all your stomach up still?
Don't give a fuck if I'm really? Not gaining it. If I'd look like this, if I could keep a physique and eat what I wanted... I felt like shit. I don't give a fuck.
Because you don't even eat what you want now. And the sounds no. I hear out of that toilet are fucking it. I literally have a text on my phone from like this morning. Like, why am I upstairs in our bedroom and I can hear your fucking farts ringing around the toilet downstairs?
I'm focusing on my protein goals in a minute. But obviously with being a father and doing loads of things, I can't always get like... the 200 grams of protein I want a day. So I have to supplement in protein shakes and protein bars, which cause big issues in here. Real big issues. And I think that was the last
of it. It's explosive though, yeah. All the time.
But by the way, I'm picking food 10 times out of 10.
Okay, well, don't go too into it. Bloody
hell. No, I'm just saying if you were to offer me any dilemma, like 10 times out of 10, eat what you want, don't gain weight. I'm choosing it every time.
No football or can't what? No, play it. You can't play it. Or no blowjobs.
I'm gonna pick the. I want to play football.
Am I just shit at blowjobs?
No, you're great. You're great, but you're like I said, you're taking away the things I actually love doing on a weekly basis.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is funny because we don't do it on a weekly basis.
No. But what I'm saying
okay,
is,
okay, what if you was to guarantee a blowjob 3 times a week?
Well, if I scored goals, I would be getting them.
Oh, yeah, we have a little rule, which is
this is actually
funny.
Bad, though, because now
this
it's going
to
be exposed.
My brother's playing, like, all three of my brothers playing this team, by the way, so it's actually not a great story to put out there. My dad watched on the sidelines. However,
oh no,
please don't reshare this one on TikTok. Let's just keep this one inside the pod because they don't watch it. If Ethan scores a goal...
I get a blowjob in the bag.
Yeah, because he don't ever score.
No, I do. I scored fucking 4 last season. I put them in a bank. So on a rainy day, I might use all 4.
He never cashes them in. But maybe I am just shit.
Scored 4 last season.
He goes,
and it was good ones.
I'm saving them.
It was good ones. I said it should count for goals and assists, really.
Get handy for an assist.
But yeah, anyway, like food. You've got my brain on it now because I've only eaten 800 calories. All I'm thinking about is food at the minute.
He's salvating.
Yeah. And also, see when I go Nando's and I get fucking... butterfly, corn on the cob, broccoli. No.
Would you be a sunset burger?
No, I fucking hate burgers.
Really?
That's amateur from you.
Sunset burger.
It would be thighs, peri chips, halloumi.
That's my order. That's
it would be,
literally my
order. Yeah, and I have to sit and watch you eat it like a cuck.
Oh, yeah. We had a little tiff the other night.
Did we?
Yeah, I need a small one. But usually I only eat 3 out of the 4 chicken fries from Nando's, and Ethan always eats my last one because we wasn't really like overly talkative to each other.
We wasn't lovey-dovey.
No, we wasn't lovey-dovey at that moment in time. I had rubbish to put in a bin, so I put all the rubbish in the bin and then I put the chicken fire on the top.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
That's toxic.
I wasn't going to leave it for you to eat. It's been mean.
That's actually quite tough. That's hurt me.
So there's a lot of things you can put in a microwave, but the item that Faith put in there makes our number 4.
Things I believed as a kid.
Ah.
I used to believe some nonsense as a child.
Well, obviously you're a child.
Yeah, exactly. So let's have a look. When everyone was young, there were always things that their parents told them that they blindly believed, some of which people believed into adulthood. I'd done a question box on Insta for people to give their funniest ones.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any potential lies that you guys believed? Ooh.
What, still now to this day?
What did I believe going into like adulthood? You know when you do this?
They'll stay like it.
Yeah, one will get stuck, which
but
in my case
pretty much did, yeah.
Exactly. I've got a dodgy one, so maybe it is true.
Yeah.
What else? You got any that you believed into adulthood?
I just don't really think I was lied to, really.
I reckon you're a little bit gullible, though.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. Ah. You saw a face. I know this wasn't their parents telling them this. She saw a Facebook video that said you could put your phone in the microwave to charge it. Luckily, her fucking brother come downstairs and saw her putting her phone in the microwave.
She was 18.
Going to blow the house up.
Yeah, I was 18 as well.
18 years old, putting a phone in a microwave because it goes to 100%.
They shouldn't be allowed to put that stuff on Facebook. My phone was low. I see a post on Facebook saying, oh, you put your phone in the microwave for 30 seconds. It will charge to 100% battery. Oh, great, my phone's low.
It's so bad.
I could have killed a family of six. It shouldn't be on the internet. Are you joking me?
And Connor come downstairs.
No, he was already downstairs. Oh. And I opened it and I think he saw my phone. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, charging my phone. He was like, are you a fucking idiot? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, blow the fucking house up. Oh, oops.
That's so funny. The top one's a really good one that I've got here.
Really? It shouldn't be allowed.
Here we go. Wrong end of the stick. Driving with the inside car light was illegal.
Oh, yeah.
I used to believe this.
Yeah, true. Even and when we did it on the way home yes. from the airport, I thought, oh, I feel like I'm being naughty.
Yeah, me too. And even last Sunday when Olive wanted the light on in the back, and I was like, oh, you turn it off now?
Yeah, I feel like everyone's got paranoia about the back
yeah,
passes,
maybe.
Like, haven't they?
I don't know why we thought that was illegal.
I think it's just distracting from yeah. drivers.
When the ice cream van played music, it meant they were out of ice cream. No.
Oh, I didn't get tired. That's a sad one.
That's really quite sad.
That's sad.
I just knew that it was time for ice cream.
Yeah,
when the song came.
Yeah.
But that's sad to make your child believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, Jamie. That means there's none coming.
I'd like to think we'll be quite truthful to Olive.
Yeah.
Other than the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus.
Yeah. No, you got to let them have those.
Yeah, of course.
Got to let them have those. Put in a face and the wind changed direction, my face would be stuck. I've never had that one. Mine was the eyes, that one.
Mm.
If you swallowed chewing gum, you'd die. Yeah, I used to always never, people at school
would be fucking terrified. If I swallowed one by accident, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, but people at school in my class, you weren't allowed chewing gum at my school.
Yeah.
So you'd have it and some people would get caught with it and they'd just swallow it. And I'd be like,
bro,
are you sure you're right doing that? Like, that's a serious hazard.
Yeah, I know it can be in your stomach for like 7 years, but I'm pretty sure that's true, right?
I don't know. I think your body's going to digest it still. It's not like this immovable.
Digest it still.
What? Who's man going to done?
Yeah.
Bin shoots on construction sites. Bin shoots on construction sites.
Were
fun slides for
now.
Builders. Yes, I've thought about this before. Not necessarily that I believe that they was actually fun slides. I've looked at them and thought, that would be cool to go down.
Yeah. No.
No. No, I didn't believe it either. But,
no.
Sharks in any swimming pool? No.
No.
Never had that one. Carrots helped you see in the dark? Yes.
But there is truth behind that one because they have vitamin C and vitamin C helps your eyes. But because it's called vitamin C, it's vitamin C.
On a technicality.
Yeah. So that one's actually true. You didn't get lied to.
No. I like a carrot, but only a cooked one.
I like a black carrot.
Tell you what I like. I like a heritage carrot when they do them like that. Oh, with like a glaze on it. Lovely heritage carrots. Capital cities were in the middle of the country. Yes. Until I was probably about, I'm saying from like, I think max 11, I probably stopped believing that.
Do you know what's funny? The way my brain works, if you tell me something, right, I just don't second guess anything.
You just take it for gospel.
Yeah, like genuinely, that like I know I'm going to get a stick for this because it actually really winds me up when people call me dumb as well because I don't think I'm dumb.
Because
people comment that like, there's nothing going on out there and it really winds me up.
Nothing in between
However, there's some truth to it because if you do just tell me something, I'm like, all right, and then nothing will happen in my head. I won't think anything of it. I won't think anything about it. And I won't think why that's wrong. I'll just take it.
A special noise of faith. Well, what was it you done the other day?
You say doi, 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 and it fucked me off.
You did a doi, doi, doi moment and you looked me in the face and knew it was a doi, doi, doi moment.
No, no, no. You did one. We went, I lost my phone in the house. Oh, there's been a few, but this one, I lost my phone inside the house and Ethan rang me about 6 times. Couldn't find it. Phone's always on silent. It fucks me off when I can hear my phone. However, I always lose it. So he called me. However, then I went to Brentwood High Street, didn't I? Didn't have my phone really in the car. It was just in my bag. I got to Brentwood High Street. Oh my God, I got 6 minutes calls from Ethan. He's at home with Olive. What's happened? Ringing him. Why are you ringing me? I've got 6 missed calls. What do you mean? He was like, yeah, because Josh fine. I was like, oh my God.
So I looked at her
and happened.
This is a
doy-doy. And you went, not going to say it, but just know.
Just know this is a doy-doy moment. Big doy-doy moment.
It just fucks me off though.
Those toys, aliens. Why am I talking about
this
today?
They are babies.
He put them back to back and put them in the fridge.
I tried
baby.
That.
Me too. I've probably tried it.
To be a mother.
In my life, I think I've tried it like 6 times.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was convinced.
And it never worked.
Yeah, put them in the freezer and everything.
Whoever manufactured those, right?
Must
well
make
done
so much
you.
Money, yeah.
Well done you.
Jelly little alien.
Yeah, and they was probably sold worldwide.
Oh my God, and shag bands. Did you used
shag
to
bands,
call
yeah.
them that?
Yeah, yeah.
I used to love shag bands until another mum told my mum what they were called.
Oh.
They were loom bands.
Yeah, loom bands, yeah.
No, someone told my mum that they were shag bands and they meant different colours meant different things and I couldn't wear them after that.
Yeah, well, fairs. Your tongue changes colour if you lie. I feel like I had a lying one, but I don't think it was my tongue changes colour.
Maybe I was just a good child.
Yeah, maybe he was. Cheese before bed gives you nightmares. Yeah, that's a classic.
Oh, I still believe that.
Do you?
Yeah, I still won't eat cheese before bed.
It doesn't, but yeah.
And chocolate.
Mm.
However, I feel that one is a little bit of a lie because now I'm a parent.
Chocolate's nice.
More and more bed. Chocolate for me
chocolate.
If the kid's not eating it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was it for the things you believe.
I don't think I've had
Let us know in the comments or Instagram DMs, whatever, if you've got any more that are sort of rogue. And that could be quite funny.
Into our top three, and we have a very special appearance from Ethan's good friend, Angry Ginge. However, he had some pretty interesting requests for Faith.
Sidemen hit 20 million subscribers.
Woo!
Smashed it out of the park. That's actually massive, isn't it?
Yeah, I got you a present, didn't
you? You got me a present. You got me a Millie's cookie, which was so funny.
It wasn't funny. What
we're sat
mean,
on the sofa.
Funny?
We're sat on the sofa, and Faith goes, I said, are we at 20 mil subs? And Faith's like, I know, I got you a surprise. And I went, what is it? Millie's cookie that says 20 mil on it. And she went, yeah, how'd you know? She went, did you see? I said, no, I just sort of guessed.
Yeah, but it was such an accurate guess.
Yeah.
I couldn't lie and be like, no.
No, I know.
That's exactly what's turning up.
And then it arrived, and evidently where like it's a fresh cookie, any movement to the cookie, just one side of it was like, it was in like a pizza thing because it's so big, and one side was just flat. Like the circle was, it was like circle flat. But yeah, it's delicious.
Mm.
It's a delicious cookie.
No, it was good, but listen, my intent was there.
The
however,
calories are mental.
Yeah, I don't know why they put that on there.
3,781 calories for a whole cookie.
I have actually got you another present.
Yeah, I'm really confused as to what it is.
I actually haven't listened to this myself yet.
What is it?
I got you a present from Angry Ginge.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, my God.
Let me just
have you got a cameo off of Ginge?
Oh, I DM'd him.
Right.
And I said, hi, what's the link to your cameo? I don't know how anything, I just don't know if it's an app or Google,
this is
whatever.
Mental.
So I just thought
you've
I'd
got
DM
someone
him.
I know to do a cameo for me.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he was like, no, don't worry about it. So I actually got a free one. Shout out Ginge. Love that from
oh,
you.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right. It's the first time I've heard it, so better not be digging me under the bus.
This is mental.
It was free, so he could have.
This is mental.
Right. Oh, I just paused it. Hang on.
Ethan. Listen, Faith messaged me. I got the DM. I'm thinking, I can't do this to Ethan. She's obviously going to want to fucking go on a date or something. Anyway, she asked me out on all that. I said, show us your muff. Turns out she didn't want none of that. So that one didn't go down too well. And then she said, oh, she wants me to do a cameo to congratulate. She said, oh, I'll pay. I said, look, show us your tits. Again, tells you everything in that one. But anyway, here I am. But no, I just want to say a massive congratulations. You absolutely deserve it. You worked really hard. From watching you open packs as a little fat bastard. To be fair, you told me you put the pounds back on and you are turning back into a fat bastard. So probably lay off my fucking carrot cake, mate. But no. Congratulations, mate. You deserve it. You're an absolute legend.
Oh.
She told me some interesting facts. She's actually told me to go in on your height as well, you little short ass little motherfucker.
I'll
fucking volley you into next week. I actually didn't think you were that small, but now I think of it, you are fucking tiny. And she's also said you've got a lazy eye. I didn't even realise you had a lazy eye. So that's really bad. How the fuck can you have a lazy eye? That shows how fat you used to be when your eyes were being fucking lazy. Embarrassing, mate. But no, you're an absolute legend. Congratulations on the 20 mil, mate. You're an absolute legend. And please remember.
That's mental.
Cheers, Ginge.
Fair dues. Do you know what's so funny? I watch his streams like pretty much every evening.
Mm.
And like there'll be chicks in the chat that are like just DM'd you and he goes, yeah, not getting your muff out though, are you? So get out. Like someone will donate 5 subs and he's like, yeah, but send us a picture of your tits.
It is funny. I've not really said, I don't think he's funny, don't I? I know funny. That you like him.
He's
and
funny.
I see a few cameos on TikTok. So I thought, come up on my few page and I thought, you know what?
That's quite
fitting.
Funny.
And we got the podcast funny. Filming. So I'll try his and see if he so replies.
We literally played Among Us with each other yesterday.
Mm.
He was in a side, more side man. That's a leak if it's not out already. Yeah, but Ginger's going to do Among Us with us.
Mm.
And yeah, I just laugh at shit he says because his accent's so funny. Like he'll report the body.
Yeah.
He goes, all right, I found the body.
No, that was good though, because I didn't give him any tips, obviously, yeah, apart from the heart and the lazy eye. Cheers.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. That's
right.
Funny.
Now, whilst being sat in that desk over there, I have had some very funny moments from this podcast. But number two for me is one of the greatest all-time podcast clips. And I really don't think it will be beaten. Faith had us all in tears when she got Harvey Price and Harvey Specter mixed up. Here it is.
Funny
I would
call.
Urge every woman who has a man that works in the city to just dump him. Honestly, I've worked in an office and all them men are dogs and cheaters.
Well, I suppose it's like a completely different life, isn't it, in the city? Like they go to work, then go pub
right,
after.
They just make their bread and they like that. They're all suits. Everyone thinks they're literally in suits. They think they're Harvey Price.
Harvey Price.
Is that his name? Who is it? Harvey Specter, isn't it? That's it. Sorry. That was a genuine mistake.
Oh, what a day.
That's you know
unreal.
Who I meant.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, but I want to be like Harvey Specter when I grow up, man.
Yeah, everyone does.
Yeah, he's cool. But yeah, that is cheating.
100%.
Right, Stanley, as a man who's edited all of these moments, I'm going to give you the honour of delivering the number one funniest moment from Growing Pains so far.
It would be my honour. And the number one funniest moment on Growing Pains so far is Faith's utterly hilarious tangent on Rio Ferdinand.
You've got Google Maps.
Yeah, but I'm just not good with it. I start walking the other way. I'm that person that holds a phone. I don't know what way the arrow's
you need
going.
A chaperone at all times, is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, and I already booked you out for the job and you agreed to it.
My bowels said otherwise.
And then he was like, oh, you fucking idiot.
I didn't say
you
that.
You did. And then you was like, it's actually there. And I was down some like back road and it's just had a broken gate and it said Sky Sports. So I was like, no, this is yeah. well shifty.
It's just East London tax. Shoreditch tax. That's
yeah,
what, just what
I
happened.
Thought I was going to go in that gate and get murked. I was going to get murked
up.
You're
going to get murked up, bro. You just got murked.
I was going to get Stabby Joe.
This is way above your years.
Go on. Oh,
Rio
yeah.
Ferdinand's TV show.
I know who
murked.
Rio Ferdinand is. Yeah, play for Arsenal. Liverpool. A team with a red shirt.
Oh.
What? Someone edit sank into his mouth, please.
Try again.
Rio Ferdinand, it's coming to me. It's coming to me. Man City. West Ham.
Yes, at one point in his career.
I knew it.
But where did he end up spending his vital moments of his career?
Burnley.
Burnley. You are having me on, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Red Devils.
I already said Liverpool. They're the only people that I know that wear red. They
this
wear red.
This is mortifying.
I thought I had that as well.
The other people in Manchester.
Man United.
There you go. Holy smokes. If that's not an advert for the Premier League starting, I don't know what is.
Well, I know what colour hair he's got. I know what he looks like.
You know what colour hair he's got?
Black.
Really good. Really happy for you on that. That's horrid.
Okay. I don't even know where we was going with that. We just started talking about Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah, what happened?
What was the basis of that? How was he just entered the chat?
What actually happened?
I don't know. You started it.
I've lost. What happened? No, something happened.
I don't know. It was your little tangent.